And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
What do you know about Eugene, Dr. Rogers?
Not as much as I'd like to. We're very anxious to get in touch with him.
You don't know me, but I'm a friend of Eugene and Katrina's. And I'm wondering if you might know where they are.
Oh, no, I don't. The last I saw her was when I took her to the hospital.
We don't know what's going on.
It's time I told someone the truth.
Eugene!
I don't hear anything.
Eugene, are you in there?
What happened?
They're not safe.
Not there? Huh? Okay. Yeah, thanks for looking. Yeah, goodbye.
Morning, Whit.
Oh, hi, Connie. Well, that's it. I'm going to look for him.
What's it? Who?
Eugene. I can't find him anywhere. It's been a week.
What?
I've tried his apartment half a dozen times. The Shanks house in Chicago, there's no answer at either place.
Weird.
Something's wrong. I'm going to his apartment. Now, where did I put my coat?
Oh, it's behind your chair. No. Hey, did you check the library? Sometimes he camps out there for days if he's researching something.
Well, yeah, the librarian hadn't seen him. Oh, here. You got some phone messages from Mitch.
Yeah, I didn't see those. If I don't know about them, I don't have to answer them. How many were there?
Nine. Some of them he left last night.
Whoa, he left 8 on my machine at home.
Are you avoiding him, Connie?
What makes you say that? I'm just confused about what to say to him.
Well, you'd better figure something out because he's stopping by to see you this morning.
Maybe I'll help you find Eugene.
But you're scheduled to work.
Well, Nick's around. It's slow, please.
All right, sure, you can come. What do you want me to do with these messages?
Throw them away.
Well, all right.
Wait, what are you doing?
Throwing them away.
No! I'll take them. Did you read message number one?
Well, I took message number one.
To Connie from Mitch. Call me. How sweet.
So, do you plan on answering these messages?
Maybe.
No, you'll have to talk to him sometime.
I know, but not yet. I need to figure out how to ask him why he had a picture of that woman in his briefcase without, you know, acting like I don't trust him.
Well, do you trust him?
Well, that's another thing I have to figure out before I talk to him. Ooh, the second one's even better. Please call me. So sweet.
Connie, I've never seen you this way. One day you're floating on air, writing his name with chocolate syrup in people's sundaes. And the next day you're checking the post office to see if he's on any wanted posters.
Well, that's gonna end soon.
But which? The syrup or the wanted posters?
I'm not sure. Listen to message number 8. Connie. Since you have obviously left the country, this time I've left my phone number with full country and area code. And my name is Robert Mitchell. You might remember me. We dated a couple of times last week. Call me. Sarcastic, but sweet.
I wish you two would have a nice, long talk.
Yeah, you and me both.
Connie, I'm worried about you.
I know. I'm okay.
Eugene!
I don't hear anything.
Eugene, are you in there? Well, he gave me an emergency key. I'm proclaiming an official emergency.
I agree. What happened?
It's been ransacked.
Or his sense of housekeeping has really gone down the tubes.
Well, his computer's still here.
The stereo, too.
Huh. Now check the bedroom. And don't touch anything. We could be in a crime scene.
Clothes are all over the place in here. It looks like somebody turned his dressers upside down and shook them out.
The hard drive for his computer is gone.
So they came in and just stole the hard drive?
Maybe, but that doesn't explain why the rest of the apartment is destroyed.
All of his favorite vests and shoes are gone.
Hmm.
I didn't see any suitcases either.
Eugene must have been in a hurry to get away.
Or else he was robbed by a vest lover.
Let's check his office at the college. Excuse me.
Yes, may I help you?
Yeah, we're friends of Eugene Meltzner. I was wondering if you had any idea where he might be.
Oh, Eugene, yes, he left about a week ago.
A week? Where'd he go?
He didn't have a chance to give me any real details. He left in such a hurry.
Why was he in such a hurry?
Well, all I know is that he got a phone call from Katrina. She'd been trying to reach him all morning, but he was locked up in the lab as usual, and I couldn't get through. Then he finally came in.
Greetings.
Oh, Eugene, Katrina's online too.
Katrina, hello. How are you? What's wrong? Why? What?
I see.
Yes, of course. Goodbye, Katrina.
He's been gone ever since. Said it was a family emergency.
Do you know what kind of emergency?
No, but he did tell me where he was going.
Where?
The Chicago Memorial Hospital.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your help. Goodbye. Well, the hospital can't give me any information over the phone. I'm going to Chicago.
Now? You're taking off just like that?
I have to find out what's going on.
But Chicago's... Wait a minute, aren't Jack and Joanne up there for an antiques fair?
Are they?
Yeah, they told me last week. Maybe they can check out what's going on.
Good idea.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yes?
I'm Dr. Douglas Rogers. I'm the Dean of Computer Science here at the college.
Oh, yes, I know. This is Connie Kendall.
Nice to meet you.
Same here.
I was just about to call you, Mr. Whitaker.
You were?
I'd like to talk with you about Eugene Meltzner.
Oh?
Do you know what happened to him?
Mr. Whitaker, could I speak with you privately for a moment?
Sure.
Why don't we step into my office?
All right. Connie, here's my cell phone. Why don't you go ahead and give Jack and Joanne a call in Chicago?
Okay.
Right this way.
That was weird.
Excuse me, Miss Kendall?
Yeah?
I don't know if this would be any help or not, but Eugene had these other numbers scribbled on his desk pad.
Oh, thanks.
This is Katrina's.
Yeah, we tried that one already. There was no answer.
And the Shanks number?
No answer there either.
Then here's one for someone named Janice. Do you know her?
Janice... Oh, yeah, Katrina's roommate in Chicago. This might be helpful. Thanks a lot.
What do you know about Eugene, Dr. Rogers?
Not as much as I'd like to. We're very anxious to get in touch with him.
Why?
Have you noticed anything different about Eugene's behavior lately?
Well, I haven't seen him lately. He's been preoccupied with his project here, as you must know.
Yes, his project.
May I ask what exactly he was working on?
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to say, but... I can tell you it's research a lot of people would like to get their hands on, and they would pay a substantial amount of money in order to do so.
What are you getting at, Dr. Rogers?
The research is gone, Mr. Whitaker. All the data has been removed from the computers, and I have reason to believe that Eugene stole it.
Hello?
Hi, Janice?
Yes?
Hi, my name's Connie Kendall. You don't know me, but I'm a friend of Eugene and Katrina's.
Oh, I've heard of you. You work at Wits End, right?
Right. And I'm wondering if you might know where they are.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, have you seen them recently?
Only Katrina. The last I saw her was when I took her to the hospital.
Why did you take her to the hospital?
When she got the call about her dad, she was too upset to drive.
What happened to her dad?
Oh, you haven't heard?
No, what?
He had a stroke.
A stroke.
But that's not the worst of it.
Dr. Davis, telephone, please.
Millie?
Davis, telephone.
Katrina?
Yeah?
What is it, doctor?
I have some bad news. Armitage's stroke was caused by a brain tumor. We went in to remove it, but it was far too extensive. I'm afraid it's inoperable.
Daddy?
Oh, how awful.
They didn't expect him to live very long.
Are you saying he's dead?
I don't know. I haven't heard from anyone since that night at the hospital.
Oh, poor Katrina.
Yeah, she was really upset. You know, the person you ought to talk to is Brandon Teller.
I've heard of Brandon.
He's a close friend of the Shanks, and I know she called him from the hospital.
Okay, do you have his number?
Sure, I'll give you the church's number, too.
Church?
Yeah, his church. He's a pastor.
I'm sorry, Dr. Rogers, but I just can't believe Eugene would steal anything.
I can't imagine it either, but the evidence points right to him.
How so?
The computer logs indicate that Eugene was the last to access the material.
When?
Last night.
Last night?
That's right.
Are you sure it was Eugene? I know you've been having trouble with a computer hacker. He could have used Eugene's profile to get the information.
That might have been possible, if it wasn't for the security video. As you can see in the corner there, this was taped at 9:27 last night. There's Eugene at the computer. He's putting in a disk, downloading. And isn't that Katrina standing behind him?
Yes, yes.
So now he takes out the disk, and they walk out very quickly.
I don't know what to say.
I'm having as much trouble believing this as you are, Mr. Whitaker. But the tape doesn't lie. He clearly stole the research.
Yes. It would appear so.
Hello, may I speak to Brandon, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Maybe you can help me. Who am I speaking with?
This is his wife, Rebecca. Who's this?
I'm Connie Kendall, and I'm a friend of Eugene and Katrina's.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering if you or Brandon have seen them.
Well, not in the last few days. At least I haven't. But Brandon has. He's been with Katrina's family through the whole thing. In fact, he performed the funeral and the wedding.
A funeral and a wedding?
A funeral and a wedding?
That's what she said.
Well, whose funeral? Whose wedding?
I don't know. She said she didn't feel comfortable saying anything else. She suggested I call Brandon when he gets home in a couple of hours.
So someone died and someone got married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can only assume Armitage is the one who died, which leaves...
Eugene and Katrina, and I'm going to clobber them if they got married without me.
If they got married.
Well, who else could it be?
I don't know. But none of this makes sense to me. And surely if they got married, they would have told someone when they came back last night.
Came back to Odyssey? They were here last night?
They were at Campbell College. The dean has a security tape of them in Eugene's office at about 9:30.
What were they doing in Eugene's office?
Well, from the looks of the tape, they stole the research Eugene's been working on, and then they ran.
What?
I know. It's hard for me to believe, too, but... I saw it with my own eyes. They came into the office, they copied the files onto a disk, erased everything that was left on the computer, and got out.
Well, why would they do that?
I have no idea. But we need to find them. Did you call Jack and Joanne?
Yeah, they said they were going to go to the Shanks house.
Well, let's call them back to see what they've learned.
We're pulling into the driveway now, Whit.
All right. Let me know what you find out, Jack.
Okay.
Bye, Whit.
Bye.
This is really strange.
Sure is. But hopefully the Shanks will help clear it up for us.
Oh, two cars in the driveway. At least somebody's home.
This feels odd. I mean, if there's been a death in the family, I'd hate to barge in.
But if Eugene and Katrina are in trouble, we have to find out what's happened.
Yeah, of course.
Yes?
Hello. Is this the Shanks residence?
Yes, it is. But I'm sorry. Mrs. Shanks isn't seeing anyone right now.
Oh. Well, I'm Jack Allen, and this is my wife, Joanne.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. I'm Brandon Teller.
Nice to meet you, too. We're friends of Eugene and Katrina's.
Oh.
Yes. There's a lot of confusion right now. We've been trying to find them, and they seem to have disappeared or something.
Why don't you come in?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Mrs. Shanks is resting. She's had a very hard week, as you can imagine.
Actually, we can't imagine it. We don't know what's going on.
Oh. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
You see, her husband Armitage passed away.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Was it sudden?
Yes, very sudden. And strange.
How was it strange?
He had a stroke and he wasn't recovering. The doctors did some tests and found a very unusual brain tumor.
Oh.
I didn't understand all the medical details except that it was growing far faster than normal. Mr. Shanks deteriorated quickly, which is why they decided to hold the ceremony at his bedside.
What ceremony?
Okay. Eugene, Katrina, are you ready?
Yes.
Indeed.
Great. Mr. Shanks, are you comfortable?
Yes.
Okay. We're here today to join together Eugene Meltzner and Katrina Shanks in holy matrimony. Katrina, will you take Eugene to be your lawfully wedded husband, to love and cherish until death do you part?
Yes, I will.
Will you, Eugene, take Katrina to be your lawfully wedded wife, to love and cherish until death do you part?
I will.
Katrina, if you will place the ring on Eugene's finger.
Eugene, you've meant so much to me. I appreciate you so very much. Your heart, your spirit. I love you.
Do you have the ring, Eugene?
Oh, here. Katrina, I love you.
Then by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Katrina?
Yes?
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Daddy.
Eugene?
Yes, sir?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got you the job at the college.
I beg your pardon?
And Mr. Shanks died a couple of minutes later. I officiated the funeral at the crematorium later that day.
The same day?
Mrs. Shanks wanted it over with as soon as possible. She was terribly distraught.
Oh.
What was Mr. Shanks talking about? How could he get a job for Eugene?
I didn't know he had anything to do with the college.
Nobody did. And that very question sent Eugene and Katrina into a frantic search for the answer.
So they went back to Odyssey.
Right.
And that's the last anybody has seen of them.
Well, there must have been somebody home at the Shanks, or Jack would have called by now.
Well, probably.
I want to call and see.
Oh, let's just give them a little longer.
Hey, wait a minute, listen.
Huh?
Do you hear beeping?
Yes.
I think it's coming from your office.
Oh, I know what that is. Come on. I have an email.
Your computer beeps when you have an email?
Well, only when it's urgent.
How does the computer know it's urgent?
That's a feature Eugene and I installed a couple of months ago. Okay, let's see here. It's from Eugene.
What does it say?
Dear Mr. Whitaker, we are safe. I can't say much as I'm afraid my email may be traced. Nothing is as it seems. Beware Andromeda. Beware Andromeda. That's the second time I've been given that message. Why would Eugene tell us that? What does he know about Andromeda?
Something that has to do with him stealing the computer files?
Yes. Connie, would you call Jack and Joanne and tell them Eugene's okay?
Sure. Where are you going?
I'm going to have another talk with the dean.
So, Brandon, did Eugene and Katrina mention anything about computer files before they left?
Computer files? What do you mean?
Oh, it's my phone. Excuse me.
What computer files?
Eugene was in Odyssey yesterday and has been accused of stealing computer files from the college.
Stealing? Well, Eugene?
Yes. And now he and Katrina have disappeared.
There has to be a good explanation.
Well, that's what we've been looking for.
Ah, that was Connie. Whit got an email from Eugene. Eugene couldn't say where he and Katrina are, but he did say that they're safe.
Oh, good.
Don't believe it.
Mrs. Shanks?
They're not safe.
I didn't know you were up. Do you know Jack and Joanne Allen?
Yes. And we need to talk.
Okay.
Are you sure, Millie? You know what the doctor said.
I don't care what the doctor said. It's time I told someone the truth.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Plan B, Missing in Action, was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.